In 1979, Rocky Sickman received his first assignment as a Marine security guard. He knew it could be a challenge, but perhaps he didn't fully realize what was ahead of him until he landed halfway around the world. His story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. No matter how you apply fertilizer, AgroLiquid products will maximize your yield potential. Go to agroliquid.com.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgroLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgroLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of the nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound up in the soil. Release more nutrition. Expect more results with Titan XC from Crop Production Services. Always read and follow label directions.
Rocky Sickman arrived in Iran on October 7, 1979, as a new Marine security guard at the embassy in Tehran.
The Shah had been allowed into the United States for medical treatment 2 weeks prior. There were demonstrations every day.
When Rocky had arrived at the international airport 2 weeks earlier, he sensed tensions were very high.
We're surrounded in the airport, Tehran airport, the night that we arrived. They had us locked and loaded and had us take all of our stuff out and put it on the tarmac of the airport.
The Iranians were checking to see if the Americans were bringing weapons into the country. Each day, it seemed more people were coming to the embassy to protest.
November 3rd, 1979, I remember we had moved all the secretaries and non-essential people to a safe house in a different location because we had heard that there was going to be a large demonstration, large meaning about 250,000 people.
Initially, the Marines received help from their host country to ensure the safety of those inside the embassy.
The Marines were all in gear, shotguns and snub-nosed pistols is what we had. But that day, the host government came and provided a surrounding perimeter outside the embassy, showing support for diplomatic immunity.
The next day, though, the Iranian army suddenly melted into the crowd, and soon protesters were scaling the walls to overrun the embassy. Next time, Rocky describes those moments and the decision he made to either fire his weapon or stand down. As we travel the countryside in St. Louis, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.